The Tucson Unified School District has drawn the ire of the state legislature before. The most high-profile example of that is the law that led to the demise of the Mexican-American Studies program. Now the Senate Government Accountability Committee has passed a proposal banning partisan speech in the classroom. State Senator Lori Klein, a strong backer of the bill, said the Mexican-American Studies bill just wasn't enough.
Obviously, current law has not been upheld or worked down there. And this is one of the reasons why we're putting this together.
Backers of the proposal told the committee that teachers need to be more disciplined with their opinions when they're in front of the class. But State Senator David Lujan saw a much larger problem than partisan speech.
I think that as it is now, it really could send a chilling effect to teachers in the classroom who are teaching whatever subject it might be, that they're going to be crossing the line if their livelihood is potentially in jeopardy of being deemed teaching partisan activities.
The proposal originally banned partisan books also, but that language was struck because some on the committee argued that some partisan books have historic importance and should be read. Many on the committee, including some who voted for the proposal, did express a concern, however, that partisan is not defined in the bill. The committee also dealt with a proposal banning teachers from using language in the classroom that the Federal Communications Commission bans from radio and TV broadcasts. State Senator Frank Antonori is a strong supporter of that idea.
Calvin Baker, the superintendent of the Vail School District, I spent the day with him under the shadow of the superintendent day. We went around to high schools, elementary schools, middle schools, and the behavior of the kids in that environment, you know, was what I would expect in a school district. It was disciplined, and the teachers and the school administration disciplined kids that violate the school's policy. They have a published policy. Every parent signs it, and every student signs it at the beginning of the school year in the Vail School District. Then I toured Choa High School, which is also, it's in TUSD. Again, I don't want to keep picking on TUSD. But what I watched in the hallways, and it's exactly what you're describing in that high school, and then the physical behavior and contact that I saw, and the way the kids dressed. And I'm not really a prude, but it distracts dramatically from the learning environment if you allow this behavior to continue. And to let it go on in the hallway is, I believe, a failure of the school administration and a failure of the teachers to allow it to occur.
Senator Steve Gallardo voted against the proposal, arguing it just goes too far.
I mean, I hear these words in the hallways of the legislature every day, and no one says anything. Nonetheless, I don't think this is appropriate for the legislature.
Both proposals still face votes in the full Senate and House before heading to the governor's desk. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.